I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today we're talking with David, better known as Skip, right? And he is the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. So welcome, Skip.
Yes, hi.
And tell us about the club.
Well, the club is the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. It's a nonprofit organization. Its aim is to promote public interest in the wildlife of the province of Quebec, and to instruct and educate citizens to the ecological importance of protecting wildlife. The club was formed in 1955 by a leadership of the late Dr. Arthur N. Langford, biology professor at Bishop's University.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people know him.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Our regular meetings, as indoor meetings, are held at 7 p.m. on the last Wednesday of the month from September to April in the Amity Baudouin Community Center in the borough of Lennoxville, over top of the fire station.
Mm-hmm.
And the meeting features a guest speakers whose topics reflect our aims. In addition to that, the club has, we have a naturalist that goes into 12 different schools.
Okay.
His name is Chris Adams. He's from Concordia University.
Mm-hmm.
And this year's theme is that they look at the wildlife in the schoolyards.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a lot of nice feedback on this. And resulting from past years, now we're starting to get requests from other elementary schools asking us to send members of our team to go there. And for example, this year at Lennoxville Elementary School, we'll be doing a study on geese migration.
Mm-hmm.
And their how they stay around here and what they eat. And I think Nancy Beattie will be doing that project.
Okay, well, that sounds fascinating. How did you get involved with the Naturalist Club?
Well, you know, we're all involved in a lot of things. We're
mm-hmm.
stressed out. One day somebody mentioned a nature club, and I said, well, that sounds interesting. So I went there one night, and it was calming. They serve tea, coffee, goodies.
Mm-hmm.
You sit there in a calm atmosphere, and you listen to the nature that you see around here. It brought people together. It just brings your stress level down, way down. And what had happened is that I started getting interested and started going to the walkabouts with them.
Okay.
Like, I spend a lot of times in the nature, in the woods and whatever. And I never saw such expertise from the team members that are there. How they identify fungi, birds, nature in general. And walking, for example, we have this path along the St. Francis River by the railroad tracks here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you half of Lennoxville doesn't know it exists. You walk there, the nature there is unbelievable. There's all kinds of these walkabouts that we do. We do three or four a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real treat to listen to the team members from the St. Francis Club to how they can identify birds and vegetation and things like this.
Okay.
So that's how I got involved in this. I am no expert on compared to these people.
Mm-hmm.
However, I guess I can run a meeting and things like this, and I have the enthusiasm for it. But I'll never compete with them on their expertise. There's no question about it.
That's really interesting. So you have walkabouts. You go into the schools, and a lot of people think that you just give presentations, but that's not so.
Not so at all. No.
Okay.
No. And we promote, like East Hereford. They need when they were trying to put that hydro line through,
mm-hmm.
and different other initiatives like this that we do put our support behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, I also sit on the environment committee of the Canton the Hatley,
mm-hmm.
and we're identifying places to put kayaks on the river, the Massapequa River.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certainly currently on a project with monarch butterflies, identifying their nesting areas, like on milkweed and things like this. But the club is behind me on this.
Okay.
So I advise them what's going on. And so the two together, all of us there, we work together.
That's great. You'll have to come back and tell us about that too when the project gets going a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So about how many are in the Naturalist Club? How many people?
Well, we have about 35 to 40 people there for a meeting.
Okay.
And like I say, it depends on the speaker, but
mm-hmm.
all the speakers are really, really high quality speakers that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And So, it's about 35-40 there. We'd like to have more,
Mm-hmm.
but it gives you a chance to see what tell what you saw at your bird feeders,
Okay.
and when you've been walking about, what you saw. Like for example, the next week I'll be talking about outside of Cookshire, I saw a white turkey,
Okay, that's fascinating.
and then the bald eagles I saw at Baldwin's Pond, and things like this. And they you it's quite interesting to hear the, and they bring photos, some of the people,
Okay.
what they've seen and things like this. So
So it encourages everybody to go out and take a walk in nature too, which is good for your health, mentally and physically.
absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. Now about the presentations, do you have one every month?
One every month.
Okay.
Yes. And this month coming up is Mr. Tittman and the red-headed Mergansie.
Why return to the Tern Islands? Just,
Yeah.
yeah, the red-breasted
Well, red-breasted, yeah.
Mergansers. Is that right?
Mergansie, yeah.
Mergansies.
Yeah. And that should be very interesting. They're quite a bird, and we see some here on the rivers. And when we do our bird counts, we always find see some.
Really? Okay,
Yeah.
what do they look like?
Well, they're a fish duck,
Okay.
and you know how you identify a fish duck to another duck, like a mallard. When they take off, they jump straight up,
Okay.
where these ones run along the water,
Oh, I
so
didn't
they're
know that.
divers. So that's little things. But they have a red head and a pointed beak. And they can get pretty big.
Okay.
They're really the greater one. They really get big. They're really nice, but they eat a lot of fish and things like this. But that's the nature of it.
Fascinating. You must have learned a lot since you've joined, though.
Oh yes, oh yes, a lot. Yeah, a lot of different things, nature. And, but and then we have our bird count at Christmas time,
Okay.
and we do this with Sloan from Sherbrooke, the big bird club there.
Okay.
And we cover the whole area around here. That's our area for the bird count, for the national bird count.
So the whole area, all the townships?
No, just around this area, Sherbrooke and North Hatley.
Sherbrooke and North Hatley,
Yeah.
okay. And the little towns in between, I guess,
Yeah,
Lennoxville
well,
and Milby and that.
yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, so what are some, I don't know, different birds that people have seen around here?
Well, there's a few, but lately it's a lot of bald eagles that we're starting to
Okay.
see. And
Interesting.
every once in a while they'll come up, there's another bird that they see, and now you caught me on this. I don't know what the name, but they get excited, with the different types of birds they see, and they let you know. And that's the beauty of sitting there. You find out what kind there is, different birds there are, that we don't know about, Yeah.
Okay, great. So you have some experts and their members. If somebody that doesn't know very much about nature but wants to get interested, can they join too?
Oh, that's what we're encouraging. Yes, absolutely. Oh,
Great.
yes. No, that's the fun part. Yeah.
Yeah, and
And
how would
bring the
they?
kids out. And...
Good. And is there an age limit or
No,
no? No age
whatsoever.
limit.
No.
Okay.
It's $25 a year.
That's really reasonable.
Well, and that sponsors, that's what helps us get us into the schools and things like this. Yeah.
So $25 a year. And how would they join? Would they just come to a
Come to a meeting,
presentation?
yeah. We have a Facebook page, St.
Okay.
Francis Valley Naturalist Club, and they can message us there.
Okay. It's $25 a year. There's no age limit, and the meetings are always at the end of the month
Yeah, at the end of the month, Wednesdays
on Wednesday
at 7 o'clock.
at 7 o'clock at the Amity Boudouin Community Center. Okay. And this month you're having a presentation that's coming up soon, Wednesday, September 27th at 7 p.m. So maybe if somebody's interested in becoming a member, they can go to a presentation and see if it's for them.
Absolutely.
Good, great. Now, if you come to a presentation, do you have to pay for that particular
No.
presentation? No?
No, it's open to the public.
Okay, so it's only if you join then you pay, I
That's right.
guess. So it's open to the public, anybody can go. Okay, well, that sounds fascinating. What else would you like to mention about the club?
Well, that's about it. I mean, we'll try to maybe we can do this on a regular basis,
That would be great.
and we can update people what nature is, what we've seen, and what the next speaker is going to be, and things like this. So, yeah, it'd be really nice to keep people abreast what's going on here in the nature of around the Lenoxville and this area.
Yeah, because there's so much nature too, and it seems
Oh,
a shame to not be out there and discovering some fun in it.
absolutely.
Good. Well, we thank you very much.
Well, I thank you.